Joining us is Brian Perret, the president of the Campbell Park Association, of Code Box upstairs, and host of Gray Matters here on Radio St. Pete. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Joe.
And Nanette Weiser is here with the first question.
So community is very important, and as president of the Campbell Park Neighborhood Association, Radio St. Pete as community radio, old-timey community radio, talk to us a little bit about the importance of knowing what's going on in your community and how you communicate with your community.
Thank you very much, Nanette. I think this is an incredibly important topic to discuss this morning. We live in a world where so much of what we experience is on this social media, this virtual reality. It's important for us to remember that there is an entire universe of real world out there with real people living right next door to us. That is why community is so important, Nanette. Nobody in this world is an island. Our health is determined by those who we would reach out to when we are most in need. I don't know anybody who goes through their life exactly everything going to plan, things working out ideally. Dark times come, storms come, the waters raise. When those times come, it takes an entire community to address those kind of problems. For that reason and so many more, communities are important to us here in St. Pete.
Joe, tell us a little bit by what community radio does for this community and how it's a first in St. Pete.
Well, it's a last, hopefully, you know, because the first actually was the way radio used to be. And I was sitting here this morning, and I'm finishing a cough drop here.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I was sitting here reflecting because, you know, this is the first time I've been a disc jockey since 1988.
Wow.
And then before that was 1978. And I started to think back to what community radio was like in the 70s. Hmm. And it was a lot easier to have a community in the 70s because you didn't have the internet, you didn't have social media. But from the standpoint of a community getting together, I ran a commercial radio station in a little town. The city had 25,000 population. Mm. The county had 100,000. Mm. However, in those days, there were FM stations, but absolutely nobody listened because they were just coming into cars.
Sure.
At that point. So there were four AM radio stations, two of which were legitimate. The other two were terrible.
Yeah.
And nobody listened. And then there was no internet, of course. There was also no morning television.
Hmm.
So in those days, there was the Today Show and Good Morning America, and they did 5 minutes of local news. It wasn't like the TV stations come on now at 4 o'clock in the morning and they do traffic reports and all that. None of that occurred. And in this particular town, there was one afternoon newspaper. So we were able to have a very commercially viable business. I mean, in those days, I think my last year we did $750,000.
Wow.
On that radio station. And that's an AM 1,000-watt radio station in a town of 25,000. But the fact was, every morning when I did the morning show, everyone was listening. You know, the mayor, the city council wanted to hear what our news department was saying about last night's city council meeting. When I would walk down Beverly Street, you know, after my show, and if I said anything remotely interesting or funny, five people would mention it before lunch. You know, it was so very different. And when you translate numbers in talking about going viral, I was thinking about this too.
Sure.
According to Arbitron, they said our average quarter-hour audience on that morning show was 28,000 people.
Wow.
Out of a county of 100,000.
One out of four.
And that would never happen. And we were, like, you know, trying to stay number one. And so this is so incredibly different in today's world 50 years later that, you know, to your original point, the community is real people like us who are normal people
and what you talk
not
about,
acting out like they do online.
What you talk about, Joe, I think gets to the heart of the compare and contrast between community radio that you discuss and what
right.
we have right now.
Yeah, right.
You're discussing a situation in which you had a monopoly on people's attention.
Yeah.
You default had their eyes. You default had their ears.
Absolutely.
We're in a situation now where the consumer gets to choose how they want to
That's right.
perceive their own reality. And as such, it is important as people who provide content, as people who provide information, mm-hmm. that we are providing value to those who listen, because they choose to listen to us over many options.
Yeah.
I think community radio, the value is in that first word, community.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Right? An international podcast, a nationally syndicated program cannot provide the value that you can use on a local level.
Yeah.
What's going on with the businesses and the communities down the road from you? What are the important events and neighborhood initiatives that can help you and need your input to help your neighbors?
Yeah, yeah.
And you do this with your newsletter. You have an incredible newsletter for Campbell Park. It takes a whole village to create this clear communications, and you're a Toastmaster, so you understand more than anybody clear communications. Tell us a little bit about what you like to communicate with your newsletter and in your communications.
Yes, the first rule of communication guides me whenever we're doing this, and that's know your audience. The Campbell Park Neighborhood Association, we put out a newsletter. Brian Perret does not put it out. We are an entire team. I have to shout out my teammates, Franklin Alves, who manages our website, Jacette Green, who sends out these email messages, and to all the departments and allies and partners in the Campbell Park neighborhood who send us emails letting us know what's going on. Right, just like you guys, everybody in our neighborhood association is volunteers. We do not have the bandwidth to go out and do actively everything we need to get all the information to our members. It requires people who are motivated to send that information out to the community. Why is that so important? Why is it important that a neighborhood association sends out information to its neighbors? For multiple reasons. Like we just talked about, there are so many veins people can gain their information. If you think about, people are looking on Instagram, they're on their Facebook, they're on their TikToks. Where amongst there can you find out that there's going to be a pantry at the Campbell Park Rec Center? Right? Where in there can you find that there's going to be a barbecue on the west side of St. Petersburg? You can't. You need avenues like community radio, like a neighborhood association newsletter to get that information out.
You know, you also are an educator, and you coordinate with CodeBox, a whole generation of new tech business communicators. What is it that you try to get them to learn about the importance of clear, concise, and communications of integrity?
Thank you for that question. One of the things we're doing is we're talking about how things have changed throughout the decades in communication. And one thing that I want to make sure I stress, it's something that we talk about in CodeBox, is yes, the methods of communication may change, but the basics of maintaining quality relationships has not, and I don't think will not, change. It's about understanding what your audience needs and addressing that need. Right? With technology, we have the ability to communicate via Google Meet, via cell phone. Right? But it's still important that I show up on time. If I'm in a virtual meeting, it's important that the person that you see is respectable, somebody that you want to do business with. It's important that I come across as somebody who is competent, somebody who is relatable, somebody who is positive, professional, and fun at all times.
I want to ask both Joe and you, and if you just joined us, we're talking to Brian Perret, podcaster for Radio St. Pete, Gray Matters. What is the art of podcasts? What makes a great podcast? How do you start a podcast, and how do you make it thrive? Joe, could you go first?
Brian, could you go first?
I would love to go first, because I am new in the podcast world, so I'm learning a lot of this myself. New-ish. Again, know your audience and find ways to provide value to them. Understand the characteristics of the demographics that you're looking to serve. If you're serving a population that has a short attention span, don't create 50-minute podcasts going in depth to subjects. On the other hand, if you're trying to send a podcast to academics who need data, don't come at me with a bunch of emotional arguments. Right? Podcasting is all about finding that audience that you want and delivering the information in a context and in a scope that is relatable to them. That's what makes it so great.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here because you and I have done this before. I've always read that if you can't say it on the back of my calling card, you don't have a clear idea.
Yeah.
On the back of a calling card, what is Gray Matters about?
Gray Matters is a journey to the truth.
Wow.
Period. So much in our – and the long version is – our perspectives oftentimes force us in the need of mental thermodynamics to force things into either a black or a white box. We do that because it saves time, it saves energy, it also removes the fidelity of the truth. My podcast is a search. It is a conscious effort towards finding the actual subtleties in reality and finding a way to communicate them to those I love, you listeners.
I'm not letting Joe off the hook, but I want to say that if you want to find all of the podcasts, and we have at least 50 local podcasters, we have syndicated podcasters. We have everyone from Brian, who is sitting here with Ray Matters, to John Miles, Passion Struck, which airs on Sundays at 1:15 and gets 60 million downloads nationally.
Wow.
You'd go to RadioSaintPete.com, check out our new website, click on the podcast, and you will find the podcast. You will be able to search pound by the name of the person or the name of their podcast. And we also will have a list of all of our local podcasts, A to Z, on our website. Brian, what are you thinking about as we look at March? There's so much going on in March. March Madness, everything from sports to Women's History Month, to all kinds of health months. And, of course, it's Radio St. Pete Week. Did I say that? Radio St. Pete Week?
Radio St. Pete Week, yeah.
What are you most excited as we spring forward into 2025?
You said it in the first word, spring. I am so excited about spring. I'm an avid gardener. I'm an avid cyclist. I love walking with my dogs. From Clam Bayou to Whedon Preserve up north, I'm looking forward to getting on my kayak. I'm looking forward to walking the pier. I'm looking forward to St. Pete showing off. This is what I call is during these next couple of weeks, St. Pete is showing off. The Grand Prix is St. Pete showing off. Localtopia is St. Pete showing off. That's what I look forward to.
Let's not forget community this weekend, March 8th. Radio St. Pete will be on site. We'll be streaming the music.
Azalea Park.
Right. Starts at 2 o'clock, goes till 9 p.m. There's all kinds of local vendors. Thank you, City of St. Pete.
Can I throw a shout out before we end?
And Aaron Bryce. Don't end. We're not going to end yet. But Aaron Bryce, shout out to one of our board members.
What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
All right. All about you, Brian.
Thank you. And this is just new down the pike for me. I've learned that I'm going to be speaking at Nerd Night St. Pete on March 25th. For those of you who don't know, Nerd Night is an ongoing conversational series. Think like TEDx Local.
Okay.
We're doing that here. I've been trying to work with their team to find a slot to get in there, and I'm grateful to say that on the 25th, I will be on stage.
That's my birthday, and I'll be there.
Hey!
I'm going to celebrate it with Nerd Night because I am a nerd. Thank you, Brian, for being here in studio. Joe, we'll get back to you on what makes a great podcast in a future interview.
When I find out, I will let you know.
Right? Let me know.
Okay.
I want 60 million downloads.